On KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
The weather. Good morning!
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios.
Well, that was a surprise.
Of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The 4th of February. It's 7:05 in the morning and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. As you know, it's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567.
I'm filling in for Trish today.
Yeah. And we'll tell you why. 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Have Jared in there. Hello, Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jared.
No, Jared did print me the weather, and then Sue printed the weather. But I turned the weather over upside down and started writing on it. So, yeah. So I was just kind of verklempt because you were telling me things before we went on the air. And anyway, I didn't get the weather, but I did. So, hi, everybody. Speaking of the weather, on the 4th of February, today will be 59, our sunny, beautiful day. Isn't it gorgeous outside? What a great day for a walk. Clear tonight with our overnight lows of 38. This Friday calls for 65 and sunny and overnight lows of 42. Saturday, sunny with a high of 66. Now, you're talking about a good Super Bowl weekend. You could actually even watch the game outside in your outside kitchen area. Sunny and Sunday with a high of 64 and overnight lows of 37. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 59. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Anyway, okay. Are you looking forward? Do we want to share, first off?
Let me talk about Trish.
Okay. Let's do that.
One of our employees here had COVID positive last week. And so, of course, and the good news is it did not hit her like it hit a lot of people. I've got a friend, another friend who is another instructor with me at Northern Firearms. And this guy is hale and hearty and lean and, very, healthy. Got COVID. He's in the hospital. They just took him out of the hospital yesterday. I hope they released him. I haven't heard yet. But our employee, who's, a little bit older, it's like a bad cold. But because she had COVID, and Trish, as she has pointed out before, has lung conditions. So I called her last night.
No chances. Take no chances.
And left it totally up to her. I just said, just skip a week.
Skip a week.
And I said, Linda is more than capable of stepping in here. Now, at some point today, you've got to yell that President Biden is not your president.
I'm not doing that.
No. At some point, you've got to say Biden's not my president.
I'm not doing that.
He was pushed in by fake means.
I was a brownie and a Girl Scout, and I have to. I honored to do my best and respect my country, and that's just kind of a code. And there's all kinds of conspiracy, and yes, and yes. But I choose to move on. Now, let's talk about moving on. Let's share. We went to dinner. Some friends invited us last night. And we went to dinner. We've got to do this shout out. Went to this place called Fusion on Placer.
We did. Everything there is freshly made. They're totally going along with all the, restrictions and all this, just a few people in there, but the food is fabulous, the service is great, and we would be remiss without mentioning that they're located.
They're on Placer, right across from
1545 Placer Street, where the old Indian restaurant used to be.
Mm-hmm. Right across from where the park is, when you
the Thursday night parks.
Right. And we had like pokey, and you had some kind of really wonderful thing. And
I had a ramen.
What were the rolls we had?
Egg rolls.
Egg rolls that they make there. Egg rolls.
Everything there is made fresh. The sauces and everything.
So I tell good. You
what, we were very, very impressed. All of us were. So if you're looking
great
for a
service.
Place that's, you have to, they're spread out in there, and they have takeout. So their phone number, well, you'll find them. Just look
another
them up.
Young.
Just look them up on the website. It's Fusion Restaurant and Lounge.
And they moved, evidently. They had a restaurant by the Hen House, and they moved to a larger location. And remember, that used to be a sushi place. We used to go there all the time with Rich and Patty Bay. And we would have sushi in that place, in that location.
Yeah. Now and then the Indian restaurant.
Then the Indian restaurant.
And now this one. And this was the best by far.
This was just a...
I'm just pointing because Jared...
I'm sorry. I've been there once, and I thought it was fairly good.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So I wrote on the board. I second that.
I love that. Yeah. No, I mean, anyway, so I just admire... it takes a lot of chutzpah to... I mean, here we are in the middle of a pandemic. And this is why I was talking about with what's going on with friends of ours that have been gone through the COVID. We've done what we need to do here in the offices to stay protected and masking. And Pat Karch is new on the team, and he's amazing. He brings so many elements, such as, let me go get that stuff that you spray all over the room to disinfect that I guess they use at RSA, and it's back there. So we do that on a regular basis. Anyway... the point is that we, in the conversations that we have, we need to move forward. We need to live our lives and go out and support businesses.
Well, I'm glad you said that because...
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore!
That's right. We had somebody last night who was a close friend. He says it would be un-American not to take the vaccine. And I said, well, you know what's really un-American? Is shutting down our country for a year. What's un-American is Linda not being able to sing for a year in a venue. What's un-American is our kids can't play sports. What's un-American is people losing their jobs. What's un-American is the damage, the collateral damage this is being done. This is enough. We are the greatest nation on the face of the earth. When I went into combat, if they told me, hey, you've got a 98% chance of victory, you know, even with the, you know, with guns firing, even with people being wounded, 98%? Come on. Of course you do it. And what we have done is we have had people who get paid every 2 weeks and really... many of them really just don't give a damn about us. So I am. I am mad as hell. And I think that what we have done, it's been a year. It's been a year. You don't think you've been exposed to COVID? Huh? You don't think you have? You cannot have not been exposed to COVID. And do you get exposed in the barber's chair? According to statistics, you don't. Where do you get exposed at? You get exposed in from your family. Well, guess what? Then spread out, wear a mask. And if that happens, that happens. But then you get, for the most part, you get better. And then they will throw, they have lung problems. Do they? How many people have walked through? How many people have had COVID right now in our country and are walking around and never knew they had it? Where is the big push to do the antibodies? No, they didn't do that. Why is that? And this is not paranoia on my part, but if you want to know how many people have COVID, you get antibody testing. No, and then they keep up the track of this many people have gotten COVID, you know, and it's up to 26 million. Who cares? Who really cares? So what? You got it. 26 million people had the flu. Okay, get over it. See, that doesn't count. It doesn't have anything. It doesn't have any ramifications. Keeping track of this is like keeping track of how many women get pregnant every year. It doesn't mean anything. The deaths, the people in the hospitals, that means something. And the percentages of that. And then you look at where are these happening. Large cities, New York, New Jersey, L.A. They're living on top of each other. Cuomo puts people in nursing homes that had the virus. That's criminal. That's absolutely criminal. Why don't you just, because we know that if you're elderly and you have underlying conditions, the virus has a good chance of taking you out. So where does he put them? In nursing homes. And now the New York Supreme Court said, you're going to have to give us statistics, because he's refusing to release statistics. And when a member of Congress from New York asked, I'd like, you know, we need to see what these statistics are of how many people died in the nursing homes after you put people in there. And the response was insulting. It was like somebody trolled her by saying, oh, you don't want to know. You're an insurrectionist. See, this is the kind of things that make people mad.
We could take a break on that. I'm not even going to say so. Brought to you by.
No.
We're coming to take a break.
I want you to play it one more time.
And we're out.
I want to play it one more time, and that takes us out.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
In the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Sometimes you have to go away to get away to relax. Enjoy an affordable staycation experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. Standard rooms only $89 a night, Sunday through Thursday. Call or book online now, 1-800-280-UWIN or windriver.com. Offering mobile check-in and check-out, valid through March 20th. Must have a River Club card. Some restrictions apply. Use promo code WINTER21. Join us for a safe and comfortable stay at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Democracy Prep Charter School in Las Vegas, Nevada, is being sued by a senior for violating his First and 14th Amendment rights. You see, William Clark was directed to unlearn his Judeo-Christian values or suffer failing grades and no graduation.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
And good morning and welcome back to the morning show here with Carl and Linda Butt. Yeah, we're here on a... Gosh, I'm sitting in for Trish. She always is here on a Thursday. 7:19 in the morning. How is everybody? It's going to be a beautiful sunny day with our high near 59, overnight lows of 38. Now, when we went out on that break, dear one,
Yes.
People could say, oh, you're just causing chaos.
You don't hear me say, this is Free Fire Radio. We're broadcasting from the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Downtown
Your
Reading.
Talk radio. And your insurrection station. Did I say insurrection?
No.
No.
I don't like that word. I don't.
The tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of patriots. Now, when I say that, I don't mean pick up a gun. No, I mean vote. I mean get out there and vote.
Right.
They found out that 700,000 people who had voted in the primaries in Georgia didn't vote. In the January election, did not.
Why
vote.
Not?
Nobody knows, but 700,000.
That would be interesting to find out those. If you could go, I don't know if legally you can do that and find out the names of, like, say, 50 people that voted. Just like grab 50 that were in the primaries if they know their names and go to them now and say, why didn't you?
Well, I'm sure they will, because.
And what if they say
the Republican
we did?
Party needs to start growing in the grassroots? They need to start putting money, just like Soros and the rest of the Democrats did, in winning elections of people in things like the county clerks. State attorney generals and those things. You know, the Republican Party was outmaneuvered on this.
Do you think that there's going to be a third party? Because Republican feels like a four-letter word today.
Well, just let me say, well, it's a four-letter word if you listen to the media and the Democrats. It is. But the Republican Party needs to reorganize and come back with strength and take over the midterms and take the Senate and the House of Representatives back. It's the only way you're going to stop the slide toward socialism that we're going in right now. And you say, oh, is the slide toward socialism? Yeah. When you replace the Keystone Pipeline and you're going to spend $400 billion on renewable energy, that money comes from the government as opposed to the Keystone Pipeline, which is privately funded, and it's, you know, it's capitalism at work. That is a slide toward socialism, in my opinion. You know, I'm not the brightest bulb in the world, but I usually run about 90 watts out of 100. So,
well, speaking of 100 watts, Maxwell Insurance and Financial brings me this portion.
Gosh.
All your insurance and financial needs. You know, Judy was on, I think, this week, and she's just, this is Judy Maxwell. I just love her. She's from Texas, but she's been here a long time. Very involved in the community, and she's a sweetheart through and through.
And she knows
Honest
what she's talking
is
about.
The day can be, and she's got a great staff, and I can just attest that I have two dear friends that moved all of their insurance needs over to her because they felt where they weren't being represented in other areas. So, anyway.
Well, you know,
Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance.
That's right. You can give her a call at 221-0441. You know, the Chinese have come up with a new way of testing for COVID. It's anal swabs. Now, I'm not sure. Let's just take a vote here of the three of us. Okay, anybody that would have an anal swab for the COVID, please raise your hand.
Okay. Stop it.
Nope, nobody raised their hand in here. So, if the people in the chat room are talking about it. But,
what?
Yeah, I read about it, too. So. Okay, let's talk.
Why? Is that supposed to be a better
outlet? Yeah, because it's going
in your mouth.
They put it in your nose, but hopefully they don't do both at the same time with the same swab.
Yeah, that's right, in your nose.
Unless they start your nose.
Why was I thinking?
Down. Anyway,
because it grows in your throat. That's why I was thinking.
That's right. But they say, you know, if it moves to your body, this is another way of doing it.
Hey, we're using the Jorge, as we call him, George Dome theory of the nasal spray with the betadine.
The
and we do it 4 and 5 times a day. We have a bottle in our car, bottle in our purse, bottle. Carl's got a man purse, so. Merce, purse, car, shower.
You know what? When you call it, when you call it like that, people think, well, what would Carl carry in that? You know what Carl carries
don't tell
in
anybody.
That? You know what Carl carries in that? Extra ammo, smoke grenade, and a claymore mine, just in case I have to get out of a situation. Now, Les Baugh and Patrick Jones censored Tuesday. I don't know why I waited until now.
What are you talking about?
They were censored by the Board of Supervisors. not censored. They were censured. Censured, not censored.
Okay.
Censured because...
That's a big change in word.
Because, yeah, well, I know, and I, that's why I went back over it again. It's not a censoring. It's a censure, where they were told that the board voted 3-2 that said you had no right, and it was against what the Board of Supervisors voted on opening up the Board of Supervisors chamber. And they, and you know, frankly, they're right. They were getting ready to vote the next day, and they already, you know, Comente had already said, Joe had already said he wants to open it up, and he was going to vote that way. And so they could have waited a day, but no, they decided to open it up. And when you do something like that, then you, it's frankly, if you're not going to follow the rules of your own group like Les Baugh did when he got his hair cut and then put it on Facebook, which I still think Les was you spitting in the face of everybody that was following the rules you made them do. Anyway, that's just my thought. Anyway, but so they voted 3-2 and they censured them. Now, what's the punishment for when you're censured? Well, in this case, nothing. You're censured. Let me, don't do that again. So it's not like we're going to take you out and give you 156 lashes. So let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I have a question. Where can somebody get a copy of the California Constitution? Do you know, or maybe
anywhere? I'm pretty sure anywhere. You just go online and somebody will send it to you. Talk to.
Well, this is my problem. I don't have a computer.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say then that I know that the Patriot Party here in town gives them away to everybody, and I would, and I'm not sure how, if you don't have a computer, how you're going to do it, but if you get, when you hang up, no, hang up, but when you get offline, give Jared your phone number, and I'll give it to somebody so that you can get a copy of it.
Okay, because you had a very interesting show on your station with a lady named Janet Chandler, and she explained some of that stuff, and I never have got a copy of it, but now I'd like to have a copy. Now I've got questions. So anyway, I'll do that. So
okay, and leave Jared your phone number when you when he takes you off the air, okay? And
okay.
And I will get a hold of somebody that has it and give you a call, or they'll
okay.
give you a call. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyway, I want to talk about another local business.
Okay.
Here, Cal's Books.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Now
you love Cal's Books.
I love Cal's Books.
Talk about a guy. Can I just kind of insert the?
Sure.
You walk in. It's a one-man operation. That guy is a walking computer.
He
doesn't even have a computer in front of him. He's got an old-fashioned, like, you know.
Adding machine.
So you walk in and say, I'm looking for blah, blah, blah. It could be French. It could be, I don't care what it is. I don't care what author it is. That man can tell you, you go down that back aisle, up 3, 4, up in the fifth. He knows exactly where everything is.
Well,
and we're talking a big store.
We're talking thousands of books. He also has music, old vinyl,
yes.
Comic books,
yep.
All those things. I mean, everything you can imagine in there. Old copies of National Geographic, Playboy, Guns and Ammo. I mean, just you name it. He's got old copies of it there. And you're right, because I called him yesterday, and I said,
and he answered the phone.
He answered the phone. He's open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 o'clock on. And I said, do you have a Jack Carr? Do you have any books by Jack Carr? Yes, I do. And I said, oh. He says, I have one. Now, how does he know he just has one? By a guy that, you know, I just read about just, you know, in the last few weeks. But he knows. And he said, I only have one. And I said, can you hold it for me? He goes, sure. So I drove down there, and then I walked around. And I said, hey, where are your Stephen Hunter books? They're right here. And, you know, and he knows everything. People come in there. Hey, do you have a Western by so-and-so and so-and-so? Well, yes, we do. They're right over there. I said, where's your stuff on fly tying? Oh, you go back through this door, go back into the other room there, take a left, go down to the end of the counter, take a right, and take 4.5 steps and look to your left at 11 o'clock.
Well, there was a Christmas, I was looking for something for you, and I can't recall, it was many years ago. I had gone in to the store, and I was, you were looking for something particular by an author. And I that was my first experience with him. I said, you go down third aisle to the very back and turn left and look up.
And look up. How far up? Put your chin at a 45-degree angle.
That's true.
And you'll see it. Now, reach up with your little finger.
Hey, let's talk about our sleep
anyway,
number.
Cal's Books, and it's on the road to Anderson. And if you can look it up.
273.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. can look it up on the internet. And it's, I tell you what, you will not be sorry.
Let's talk about our sleep number bed, because we are going to go down to the store. We've had ours since 2013. We have an M7 memory foam bed that we thoroughly, I tell you, when we're traveling, we just look so forward to it. And especially everything that's going on right now with our weather change and, you know, the COVID scares around us. It's really about sleeping and getting that deep amount of sleep in order to revive and and do all the things that you need to do in order to stay well and healthy. And sleep is a vital part of that. And that is why it's no problem for me every day to talk about Sleep Number, because I enjoy that I can change my settings. And so last night my Sleep Number setting was 45.
And my Sleep Number setting was 55. But the thing about it is Linda's absolutely right. Part of staying healthy is a good night's sleep, good diet, exercise. And right now, Sleep Number's making it easier for you. That proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss this weekend special and save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. This ends Monday, so you've got to this weekend and until next Monday. Only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. Now, of course, you want to go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, because you can lay on the bed, you can talk to experts, and you always want to buy local before you get online. So here's a good chance. Here's a good way to give yourself the gift of sleep for years and years. And we love this bed. We'll be right back. 7:32 in the morning and 44 degrees out there.
Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. Cause there's a million things to be, you know that there are. And if you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. Cause there's a million ways to go.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Creep By Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It is the only area hospital with a Da Vinci surgical robotic system that enables your surgeon to perform minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a 3D high-definition view. What's that mean to you? Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Now, the policeman that was that died during the riot there at the Capitol is lying in state right now. He's the only one that's been lying in state. He's not a member of Congress. He was given this honor. So when they said he had died from that, from being hit with a fire extinguisher, and after he had died, I looked up cause of death. And I couldn't find anything. Well, ABC News just put this out. Brian Sicknick, responded to Wednesday's riots and was injured while physically engaging with protesters. He returned to the division office and collapsed, and he died in the hospital that night at 9:30. However, according to sources familiar with the matter, authorities believe Sicknick's death was driven by a medical condition. They're also investigating reports he was attacked with a fire extinguisher and another item at the Capitol, sources said. So far, reports on the attack haven't been confirmed, and authorities are hoping to locate video or imagery from other sources. And this is another source I heard yesterday, that it could have been a reaction to all the pepper spray that was up there and all that, but there was nothing in there that said he was attacked, that they can't find anything saying he was hit by that. And they're thinking it's caused by underlying conditions. And his family said in a statement, many details regarding Wednesday's events and the direct causes of Brian's injuries remain unknown. And our family asked the public and the press to respect our wishes in not making Brian's passing a political issue.
Wow.
Too late for that. It was horrible that he died. Anybody that died. It was horrible that the young lady died. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. Hey, yesterday, I assumed it was Karen Randstrom. The Health and Human Services had a town hall. I think it was 11:30 to 12:30 or 12:30 to 1, and I couldn't tune in and see what was going on. I was in hopes that somebody might be able to post in the chat room where I could find that and watch that town hall about the COVID-19 here in Shasta County. And it's got to be something besides Facebook, because I refuse to go on Facebook anymore. I never was on it much, but I've exited all those liberal sites and the biased media out of my life. So if there's some other way I could watch that and somebody...
I would imagine if you went to Health and Human Services, they put all that stuff on there.
Well, I think it takes about a half hour to wade through all the selections.
Well, I gave you a solution, Nick.
You asked for a solution.
I gave you one.
I don't have time to wade through that stuff. I am busier than an Ex-Lax cat on a hot tin roof, Carl.
I saw you yesterday. You were doing a great job, too. Hey,
you know what? I forgot to bring to the chief's attention that I put a quarter in the parking meter for him because it was out and I didn't want him to get a ticket.
Well, you don't need it before 9 o'clock.
Oh, man. Well, that's what happens when you're dealing with a handicapped. Are you sure it was 9 o'clock and not 8 o'clock?
Who cares? Everybody pretty much ignores it. And then once every so often they come through and terrorize
everybody
by giving tickets.
It's true.
Hey, I hope your listeners can tune in Sunday morning for my program. I'm watching the government, and I'm going to have what I call a jam session. I'm going to have a gentleman on there, Doug Junkie, and We have like views, but we clash on thoughts a lot, and I think it's going to be a lively conversation, and I hope you're
it always is.
Tune in.
It always is. Okay, thanks a lot, Nick.
Have a great day. Bye.
You bet. Okay.
Speaking of shows, I want to talk about, not only am I sitting in for Trish this morning, tonight is the, of course, the first Thursday of the month when I do North State Now, the show, and I was trying to figure out, who... I would have on. So, of course, there's an event that you and I emceed last year, and this year so many things have been canceled. I mean, the crab feed, we were talking about this last night, Cool April Nights. We don't know what's going to be going
rodeos.
On with the rodeos. We don't know about the rodeos yet.
Well, no, but they were canceled last year.
Yes.
Baseball, all the course. And you know what? The high school sports, and we're going to have a representative from there. From them about opening that up.
Okay, but Shining Affair is an event that is going to be coming up and it's going to be virtual or Zooming or online, and there's going to be you can purchase food and dinner and have like your dinner delivered to you where you can imbibe and watch and do those kinds of things while it's live. Anyway, listen, tune in tonight at 6 p.m. and I will have the gals who are putting this event on. And I think it's really interesting because if you have an organization that is alive only through donations, and a lot of people, while they attend an event, will buy a trip or they'll buy a basket full of something, or they raise these funds, and they don't have that going on right now. And it's not just this particular event. It's so many events. So the Gausman Shining Affair will be on tonight, as well as Amy Dendis, our good friend Amy, we've known for years, who is now the new spokesperson for Riverview Country Club and Golf and Country Club. And, again, what are they doing during these times? Are they open? Are they not open? Limited hours? What's happening? We're going to be talking about different things. And, of course, we love it there. And we're all about local, local, local. You hear us say that all the time till we're blue in the face. But so anyway, tune in tonight at 6. I think this should be interesting conversations about what they've experienced, where they're going, and what they're doing during these times.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. People talk about the – and you can't see me, but I'm doing the
– quotes.
Quotes. Here about the insurrection on January 6th. I'm going to talk to you about a real insurrection that happened at the Capitol and what happened to the participants in that. But this portion is brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. Now, it's a premier retirement community in Northern California. These are active seniors. This is not an assisted care facility. They have all their, you want a place, you have a two-bedroom place that has all your stuff around you. They're pet friendly. You can, if you want to engage with people there, you can. If you want to use it as kind of a spot that you can go travel and see your kids or the world. Once they let you do that, once the government's let you do that. All of these things, gourmet chefs, everything, at River Commons Senior Living. For more information, call Brian at 238-5981. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairs, battery replacements, special jewelry, estate jewelry, they have it all at very fair prices. That's Four Winds Jewelry. And they're open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4, and they're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now, insurrection, everybody talks about the insurrection on January 6th when hundreds of people, not thousands, hundreds of people invaded the Capitol. And they took, they broke windows. It's true. They stole stuff. That's true. They took
and they hurt people. That's true.
People were hurt during this time. That's true. People died. It's true. But they also left, and there were no riots that night. And unfortunately, those five people died. Some of them, a couple of them, were trampled in the rush. We just talked about the officer who died from, but they're not sure why. It could have been an underlying medical condition. I'm not downplaying that. It was bad, and these people were being hunted down, and they're being front page news and all this, and have been. And yet we seem to have forgotten other times, like on November 7th, 1983, when Susan Rosenberg and Linda Sue Evans placed a bomb in the U.S. Capitol that tore through the second floor Senate wing in an attempt to assassinate Republican senators. Now, they were caught, and this is not the only thing they were involved in. And they were involved in murders, bank robberies, and other things. But because of plea deals, they got them to, they got it down for this. And let me see. Susan Rosenberg was sentenced to 58 years in prison, and Linda Sue Evans, 40 years in prison, and after they caught him and got him in there. Well, on his last day in office, President Bill Clinton commuted their sentences at the request of New York Democrat Representative Jerry Nadler. The first domestic terrorist attack against our capital and democracy was by left-wing activists, not by the Trump supporters on January 6th, as the mainstream media would have you believe. And it was also Democrats who forgave them for the crime. So when you think back, and you think back of federal buildings under attack, federal buildings trying to burn them, other things that have happened through the years, I'm not downplaying the January 6th, attack on the Capitol, or the riot that went into the Capitol. But did they have to rebuild the Capitol? Was it an explosion? Was there the only gunfire in there, from what I understand, is from the law enforcement who were trying to protect some of the congressional leadership? Which brings us to the next part, is AOC talking about how she was frightened, she was hiding, and they were right there outside the door. Well, it turns out she wasn't even in the Capitol building, and it was a hoax that she, that when this was going on, she was in another building that was it was connected by a tunnel, and she posted a video in which she described a confrontation with Capitol Police at her office, which is located on the larger Capitol complex, but not in the Capitol itself, which includes the Dome, the House, and the Senate, and where many rioters stormed in or seen breaking windows. She was in the Cannon Building, which is accessible through underground tunnels connected to the Capitol, and she said a policeman came in there to try to help them, but she can tell you, I can tell you, when she said in her video, I can tell you I had a very close encounter when I thought I was going to die. Well, as it turns out, the policeman was trying to help her, and she said, he seemed angry. He seemed angry, and I was afraid to go with them. I've never been quieter in my entire life as I hid. And she said it didn't feel right because he was looking at me with a tremendous amount of anger and hostility. So the policeman that was there to protect her, She wouldn't go with them because, oh, he just looked angry. Maybe he looked.
Maybe
he's under a little bit of stress there.
Maybe AOC. He's like, this business. Anyway, we're in business.
This is Jesse Smollett all over again. Let's go to the phones. Richard.
Morning, everybody. What a beautiful, sunny day. Looking forward to the recall coming out of the county board. I'm sorry, Leonard. I hope you're listening. Leonard, unfortunately, has been in the government way too long. He that's what provides his sustenance. He's been in positions of authority way too long that he doesn't know any better. He just thinks what he says goes, and when it doesn't happen, he gets a little angry. If you saw him at the last board meeting, the two board meetings ago, when the censure was postponed, wow, he was not a happy camper. But you know what? I know a guy in Idaho. We call him Idaho Tom. I bet you Leonard could get some land, and those two could cuddle up in the morning with their hot chocolate next to the fireplace, and I think they would be very, very happy together. So anyways, great day to be alive.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. The recall. They're talking about recall of Leonard Mody and Mary Rickard. And I'm not sure if Joe Comity's in this or not. But you know, I can tell you that I think the chances of a recall for any of them is low. It's just low. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think that, like I said, the you want to water the tree, let's do it through the elections. If you can, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. If you can get enough recall signatures, and then somebody's then got to run against them. Just because they're recalled doesn't mean that they don't win the election. I mean, it's happened before. So if you were, if there was going to be a recall, who's going to be the ones that run against them? I don't know. That's just all part of it. It's easy to say recall. It's harder to do. And frankly, in this case, the three of them that voted to censure Baugh and Jones, I thought in this time they were right. First of all, though, I thought that the Board of Supervisors meeting chamber and the city and the chamber of city council chamber should have been open from the beginning. You should have put a dais back there with the microphone, and you had them in there, and you could be able to talk. If people don't want to wear masks, you're not going to force them to wear masks. They're going to be milling around outside. Well, if COVID is as bad as everybody says, then they're going to get sick, and you don't have to worry about it. But you should still be able to have a process where if they're 60 feet away from you, which is where they are, then people should be able to talk. However, once you make that decision, then when you have two members of the board completely ignore it, then something's got to be done. Otherwise, then everybody could do anything they want. And as a six-year-old told me one time, rules is rules. So, six-year-olds know it. Okay, what do you got going there, Linda?
Well, it was very interesting looking at the different, okay. I am having real issue. There is an article here that federal mask cops to start targeting travel.
Oh, yeah.
Travelers
saw that.
Today. Americans are now required to wear masks in planes, trains, buses, subway, taxis, car services, boats, and transportation hubs. Per a new order from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, that took effect masks must be of a style approved by the federal government and must fit properly. Failure to comply will result in being prohibited from traveling, booted from the transit in question, and potential criminal penalties.
Yeah, the mask police. Well, I think we should finish up on something a little more.
I know.
Cheerful.
I'm bouncing around going, okay, and then Hunter Biden's coming out with a book.
Okay. Now, why is it that Hunter Biden, a disgraced naval officer,
beautiful things
got kicked
it's called.
Out of the Navy for his drug use?
It's on.
There are things that I understand that people have said on that laptop that should put him in jail. And I'm not talking about email. I'm talking about other personal things in there that they have photos of. And yet they're saying Trump should not get a book deal, or anybody in his administration should not get book deals. Hunter Biden get a book deal. The guy's a crack snorting, adulterous.
Oh, well, it's anyway. Not, I don't want to throw names.
Well,
I really
just,
don't.
Okay. Look, okay. In France,
but he's got a book
France,
coming up.
France,
okay.
France has taken the masking and the physical separation really seriously. Yesterday, the French police raided at least an 81-person orgy at a warehouse outside of Paris and cited the participants for breaking the city's coronavirus curfew. They reported on this. They arrived on the scene at 9 p.m. after neighbors reported the party and were allowed to enter the warehouse about 20 miles east of Paris. At least 81 participants were fined €135, according to the outlet. It was a breach of curfew, and there are also problems with masks and social distancing. I would imagine an orgy would probably, you know, there'd be a problem there. And that all the participants
really?
Were fined, and they participated with, they, you know, they cooperated with the police, they confiscated all the the sound equipment, the music equipment, and all the alcohol. Hey, if you're going to have an orgy, don't do it in Paris. We'll be right back with Jack Potter, who is the chairman
hey,
of Ready Rancheria.
Yeah.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The number of people applying for unemployment has dropped, but it remains historically high, showing that Americans are still losing jobs to the pandemic.
The Labor Department says 779,000 people applied for jobless aid last week, down 33,000 from the previous week. However, before the virus surfaced in March, applications never topped 700,000. The latest unemployment data show just under 18 million people were still receiving jobless benefits in mid-January.
That's correspondent Mike Hempen. From COVID-19 to racial strife, President Biden tells the National Prayer Breakfast that
for so many in our nation, this is a dark, dark time. So where do we turn? Faith.
This year's Prayer Breakfast, a virtual event because of the pandemic. Virtual learning remains the rule in the country's third largest school district, although the city of Chicago does continue negotiating with the teachers union the aim to get students back into their classrooms. Canada's most populous province, Ontario, will reopen all of its schools for in-class learning this month.
The move comes despite the presence of new coronavirus variants and a high number of infections in Toronto and its suburbs. The majority of schools will reopen Monday, while those in Toronto and its suburbs will resume in-person learning on February 16th. There are no plans to vaccinate teachers. All students in Ontario began in January with online learning as part of a provincial lockdown.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A U.S. Marshals Service deputy hospitalized in Baltimore after being shot and wounded while serving an arrest warrant this morning. There was an exchange of gunfire. The suspect shot and killed. Wall Street, the Dow is up 246 points, the NASDAQ 68 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Melbourne, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A prominent Lebanese author, also an outspoken critic of Hezbollah, has been found dead.
The news of Luqman Slim's death has been another big shock to the Lebanese people just as they were marking 6 months on from the devastating blast in Beirut. Mr. Slim was reported missing by his family last night. He was found, according to security sources, with two bullets in his head in his car this morning in the south of Lebanon. An investigation has been opened into his death. In his writings and media appearances, Mr. Slim, who was himself from a prominent Shia family, had regularly criticized Hezbollah. He's reported to have received threats and to have asked for police protection last year.
The BBC's Sebastian Usher. Iran's president applauding a ruling by the International Court of Justice that it can hear Iran's case against the U.S., seeking to end sanctions, calling it a big victory for the Islamic Republic. News and analysis at townhall.com. Amazon details plans for the next phase of its headquarters project in Northern Virginia.
It will feature a signature 350-foot helix-shaped office tower that can be climbed from outside like a mountain hike. The head-turning helix building is the centerpiece of the proposal, but also features three 22-story office buildings. The Seattle-based company is looking to accommodate 25,000 new workers over the coming years in the Arlington County neighborhoods across the Potomac River from the nation's capital. Sketches show trees spiraling from the building's exterior. Amazon said the exterior climb would be open to public tours on weekends. Keith Peters, Washington.
The Australian Open tournament director expects the year's first tennis major to start as scheduled next week. 160 players among 507 people forced back into isolation after a hotel worker had tested positive for COVID-19. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 4th of February, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm in there and got everything under control, and Linda is here. Trish is off today. She'll be back next week, and she's fine and everything, but she'll be back next week. And so Linda's here.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. It's currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios. Our temperatures today will reach around 61 with a sunny day. Tonight, clear skies with overnight lows of 40. Tomorrow, 65. Sunny once again, mostly clear tomorrow night with our lows of 43. Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 65 and our overnight lows of 39. And Super Bowl Sunday, are you going to be watching? Are you going to be outside? What are you doing with this big game coming up? It's going to be about 65 degrees, sunny, and our overnight low Sunday night with 38. So we have beautiful days, clear skies in front of us, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay. With us today is a part of Jack Potter, the best part.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Of course, chairman of Redding Rancheria and the head of everything that's going good out there.
And you do it so well.
Thank you.
And, you really are a wonderful leader.
And the reason I say that is because several years ago, Linda and I and Jack were on KIXE.
And in the drive, some kind of...
It was the Christmas thing where yeah. we were...
Yes.
And... people see Jack Potter as, you know, as being a very serious kind of guy. I mean, and, you know, in front of people, you're serious and you display your leadership and all that. That night at KIXE,
you are so funny.
I'm out on you right now, buddy. You are so funny. And the things you were saying there about, donate a dollar for every pound you weigh. I mean, it was hilarious. Plus other things you said that, you know, I was watching the producer there fainted once on some of the things you said because, you know, this was KIXE. Anyway, since then, when I say the part of him, because you have gone through a transformation, and if you don't mind me saying that out loud.
Oh, I don't mind. It's obvious. I'm down 220-some pounds.
So that's like two people.
Yeah.
And it's
220.
So imagine now when you think about that, you say you had just a, you know, like you've got a number in your mind of more that you want to extract. But like psychologically, that's just amazing to think you were there and now you're here.
It is. I think back and I have one pair of pants, size 60 waist, and I wonder how the hell did I get there? Was I that comfortable in life or just didn't care about myself? But when we started taking care of my grandson, he would sleep in between us and he's like, Grandpa, you scare me at night. I'm like, why? He said, you make scary noises. And I look over and I think you like died and stuff. And I was like, what? And my wife's like, I've been trying to tell you that, but
yeah,
like a husband, they don't listen to the wife.
It took the mouth of the babe to make you go, really?
Yeah, so my grandson, he helped me. And
I tell you something else, and we'll get off this adoring you here, Jack, is that you look like 20 pounds, not 20 pounds, but 20 years younger.
Yeah,
too.
You do.
It's Botox.
Well, you don't.
No.
No, but you have a light coming out of your eyes. It's different.
Yeah. Probably more oxygen in my body and everything.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
so you walk through today, and I know that this has been a journey now for a couple of years.
Yeah, since I've done Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I started losing. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we have a lot to cover today. A lot of it's happening on a local and national, and there's a lot of stuff to cover.
You know, Jack, y'all have made a tremendous impact on the health of our community, and not just the Rancheria, but on our community. You want to start with that?
I'm sure. So, especially with COVID and everything, we had mm-hmm. to rearrange things, change things up, and go to A and B crews and everything. But we still never lost sight of the health of the people, the health of the region. And I'm anxiously awaiting us to break ground with building our health village, which will be north of the casino on the other side of Clear Creek. So kind of behind Kent's Market along Clear Creek Road. But
what does that look like? Give a visual of to our listeners of what that means, the health village.
So it's all-inclusive. It's like the Walmart of health facilities.
Okay.
So it'll have indoor pools, outdoor pools. It'll have a running track, a gymnasium, holistic healing centers, emergency stuff, and especially with COVID, Glenn, he's wonderful at what he does, him and his team. He made a section where if you are sick with, like, COVID or something, you can go in where you're not mixed up with the other people, mm-hmm. where you have a private entrance and everything. So good thing we're in this state right now where he was able to add that before we started building and everything. And there's meditation gardens and walking tracks and just everything. And it'll be a couple stories. It's beautiful. If you go to Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Village on YouTube, you could see a virtual
right.
tour of the building.
You know, now this is going to be for the Rancheria?
Yes, for the Rancheria and their households.
And their households, okay.
So I think our service area is the western two-thirds of Shasta County and all of Trinity County. So I think we have about 14,000 active Native American patients. That's not just our tribal members, but
okay.
other Natives of the region and
uh-huh.
other Natives that came into our region
okay.
and their households and everything, which includes non-Natives.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Well, I have a question that's burning inside of me. We have a new administration in our nation, in our inclusive nation.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned before you came on the air today that you're going to be going into a 12-hour for 1 week Zoom meeting. And what can you share with our listeners? Like, okay, as we go through a new administration and different people are appointed, how is that affecting you? And share with us, like, besides that wonderful, you know, the health village and all of the different clinics that you mm-hmm. have opened, the Redding Rancheria, that's under a body, because you guys are so much more than people think of the casino. Okay,
yeah.
let's look at the big body here of what you guys do. In that 12-hour meeting session for a week, what are you guys going to cover? You specifically
it's with the National Congress of American Indians, so they usually meet 3 times a year. I was the VP for the Pacific region, meaning I was the representative for all California tribes. And right now that seat is held by a Southern California person. And this year in October, it'll rotate back up to Northern California. And so I'll most likely be getting that seat back. But they talk from health to education to economic development, EPA issues, everything. And it'll be interesting to do it on a Zoom. You know, because usually it starts about 6 in the morning. Right now it'd be winter session over in Washington, D.C. And starts in 6 in the morning with your area caucuses. So there's 13 regions. Then from there you go into General Assembly. And it's all-inclusive. It's the largest, oldest organization representing Native Americans. It just celebrated its 76th anniversary this year.
Jack, when you were the vice president and you represented all the California Native American tribes, Do you give a presentation about what's going on in California, you know, that kind of is inclusive?
Yeah, and so, like, that's what the area caucuses are for. You meet with everyone and hear their concerns and everything, and then you're up there, and then when you have your individual meetings with all the board members, mm-hmm. that's where you put forward the California issues, like tribes needing federal recognition, landlessness, because California tribes really didn't receive land because of the unratified treaties that were negotiated, and so they have these little rancherias, little pieces of,
right.
you know,
as land. Opposed to hundreds of thousands of acres, yes, like some places do.
Some tribes, they have, right. you know, 50 million acres as their reservation, as compared to we have 30.89 acres. And
well, yep. We'll go on. We're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is community-oriented. It's a dedicated group, and it's locally owned, locally run. Hey, it doesn't get any better than that. And a local board of directors. They've got three branches, one in Repluff at 500 Riverside Way, one at 1845 California Street, right downtown in Redding. I can almost hit it with a golf drive, if I could hit a golf drive. And the last one, of course, at 192, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. You know, you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but you know one thing, they are continuing to move dreams forward, even through all of this craziness that's going on out there. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We bank there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965. For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindemott. It is 8:20 in the morning. It's 44 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at...
Okay. Oh, there we go. Oh,
now it's working.
Nope,
now it's off again.
Keep touching it.
Okay, so this is one of the things we talked about this morning, my friends. We're rewiring. We're going through 50 years of wiring in this place. We're finding things that are just absolutely scary. That main lines we have in the, you know, and the electricity that's running through our machines are attached to things as we find them that are just like, oh, that shouldn't be. So I've got two engineers. We have two engineers and the facilities maintenance guy of the building in here today trying to figure it out. So don't worry. We'll work our way through this.
In and out on this yellow mic. There we go.
There we go.
Let's just see. Hopefully this stays where it is. We don't know if it's static or if it's wires. But anyway, Jack Potter's with us today, and we've enjoyed so much just always being around him. He just makes us happy anyway. We're talking about the state of the Indian affairs that you were going to be doing 12-hour sessions for a week. That's like insane.
It is, and so it'll be. When you're actually there in person, it's like.
You can't see his face, but it was like, oh, another meeting.
Although I know this Zoom is going to be twice as interesting.
How can you comprehend? Anyway, so they're 45, 15. You get like 15-minute breaks and.
Each session goes for 2 hours and then about a 15-minute break.
Now, for a small price, I will take a take photos of you, make it three-dimensional, and set them there for you. And just set them there for you, and we can even probably make it so they nod their head now and then.
Yeah.
And you can go on out, you know, have a cup of coffee.
How many people will be zooming?
Usually, at the actual meetings, there's about 5,000. And so...
How do you get a Zoom for even 1,000 people?
I don't know how it's going to work. It'll be interesting.
It will be. It'll be interesting. You're going to need to switch over microphones. Hang on for a second. Sorry. Okay, we're back. See, we have the capability of fixing all these things at one time.
All right.
We're here with Jack Potter Jr., who is the CEO and the head of the Reading Rancheria, and has been. This is an elected position too.
Yes,
this is your second.
I'm going on my 11th term.
11th term.
11th
okay.
term. So,
but the elections just started.
Yeah, we just had elections last October.
Right.
I got elected to a 2-year term.
Right.
So I'm serving my. I'm at the beginning of my 11th term.
Wow.
So. I'll be going on 22 years.
What's changed, Jack?
Oh, so much has changed.
Yeah, since your first tour as the chairman, what's changed?
I think our people are finally learning to come together as one cohesive group. For years, you know, there was family factions and everything, and now everyone's learning, you know, that we're all the same tribe and accepting of one another, trusting each other more, and, you know, the way all of our committees are set up, we have equal amounts of family on each of them, so then it's not like one family leading anything. And so I think that's what helps us get, you know, to the next day and, you know, moving into the future and everything, is because we are respectful of every family and there's equal representation.
Okay.
You know, that keeps us.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, family united is, you know, family can move forward. Now, it doesn't mean there's not squabbles and everything inside the family. But to anybody on the outside, that, you know, they're, you know, thoroughly united.
Yeah.
And so when we're going through our COVID restrictions, not just you and us, but the world, what things that we miss, we're, like the Reading Rancheria, the RCF, when we would have the big event where we could dress up. But we also learned that there was a surprise $10,000 gift to nonprofits. So that was always a fun event, and we really learned so much about what you were doing as far as people putting in grants. And then we always loved going to the State of the Tribe. And so this, it feels like we're on this disconnect. We need to get back and connect. And so, you know, with the remaining in this segment, Jack, what would you say for the last March of last year, what has been for you and moving forward, some of the things that have changed for you in this environment?
There's so many things that have changed, right down to like our general membership meetings. We haven't met, you know, with our general membership. We meet every month. Our constitution says we have to do that, but we had to change up those things. And we have monthly drive-throughs, and instead of the council being up in the front of the room speaking to the mass, we're going car from car. And but we have a lot larger turnout. Our membership meetings usually got about 90 people. We're getting about 150 tribal members coming through that.
Mm.
But it's interesting because, you know, talking from car to car and relaying the same message over and over and over. But we're getting it done, and the membership, you know, they're appreciative that we're protecting them and everything. But then our events, you know, I know Maria, I seen the excitement in her eye, like she was ramping up like, oh, it's that. And then she's like, ah, we're not having events. How am I going to do RRCF? You know.
And which, by the way,
Reading Rancheria Community Fund,
which
RRCF.
By the way, is a huge event. And
we've looked forward to it
so
every
much,
year.
So much help is given to so many different organizations.
It fund. Is. That was the last event held in Shasta County before we all went on lockdown last year.
Yeah.
I was there, and it was, what did we do? It was disco, some kind of glow. It was the glow ball. It
yeah,
was
the glow
ball.
Party.
Yeah.
The masked singer.
Yeah.
There was a tree.
If you've never been to one of these, when they open it up again, and by the way, we're all mad as hell that it's not open, then, you know, get yourself a ticket, you know, bring your business down there, bring your friends. And it's an opportunity. The first one we went to, we didn't really appreciate that because we've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And we dressed up a little bit. But after seeing it, it was like, wow.
Well, I think probably like you were saying, Jack, the end of this year, 2021, hopefully we'll be back to some sort of a semblance.
Correct. I was so happy last night to get a sit down at Moonstone Bistro, have an excellent dinner. I went home with just a feeling of normalcy.
Yes.
And
yes.
It felt good to see everyone, you know, laughing and
yes.
eating and just.
Yes.
It took me back to a time where I was like, yes, you know, it's kind of normal. And then, you know, you step outside and mask
yes.
and everything. And, you know, I'll continue to wear the mask and stuff. I have received my double dose, as to which both of you have.
Yeah, we took our second. We had our second shot. What's today? Thursday?
Yes,
Tuesday.
Which one did you guys do?
Pfizer.
I did Moderna.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So,
well,
yeah, we could compare stories.
We could compare. You know, if so far none of us are laying on the ground.
Do you think that we drink the Kool-Aid?
I don't know. A lot of people, they're like, Jack, why would you choose to do that? And I said, we have two options. They both start with V, the virus or the vaccine. I said, and I would want to try to, even if it's just water that they injected in me. It's mind over matter, and if you feel like you've got protection, you're protected. you know, I always feel like that's a lot of things.
We were talking about, and I've already gone off the edge on this morning, about shutting down our country over a virus that is, it's serious, but.
People are dying.
But a very small percentage.
But not everybody's dying.
A very small percentage. And what is the, you know, the collateral damage that we've caused to, you know, raising money for great causes, for our kids going to school, or our kids not being able to engage in sports and domestic. I mean, you're a smart man, Jack. We've talked about that kind of stuff before.
Yeah, I look around and you know, it's health. It's health related, but to me, health goes beyond our bodies, beyond our mental status, everything. It's health of the community. Mm-hmm. It's health of the businesses. You know, just overall health of everything.
And
that's why, like, in December, our tribal council chose to choose 20 businesses and help them out, give them each $5,000. That's something new that we've never done.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great news. Well, we're going to take a break on that. No, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, my place to get a haircut. I shouldn't say mine.
Gotta make
thousands
an appointment.
Others. Yeah, well, they work by appointment. They did that before COVID. And the reason was is so many people would come in to get haircuts, you end up waiting. And so if they work in by appointments, you still can go in there early. And you still could go in there early and read magazines. You know, they had great reading material. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love catalogs. You know, gun catalogs, you know, hunting, fishing catalogs. They had all those, and National Geographic, Car and Track, Aviation, they had all those. And they get your haircut. Well, now you walk in, and you can't sit around. Get a great haircut. They're all masked up. You're masked up. Very fair prices there. And if you, it's a veteran-owned business, and veterans and seniors get discounts there. So I think it's a great place to go to. But my favorite part is, man's last stronghold. That's right. Linda walked in there, walked in, turned around, walked out, and she had to shave. A lot of testosterone in there. Okay.
So Cypress Square Barbershop. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Jack Parter.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carla Linda Bob here. I'm sitting in for Trish usually. She comes in on Thursday, but today, you know, we're giving her the day off, and yeah. I'm in. So, and join me tonight again at my 6 p.m. show, North State Now, where I'm going to be having on the gals from Shining Care talking about how they're going to be doing a virtual event and all about that, as well as Amy Dendis from Riverview Country Club and talking about what how they're going about doing business. So, you know, we're just trying to support local and do get the information out there about how we're moving forward through these times. And that's what we're trying to do is move forward. That brings us right in, segues right into our special guest this morning.
Jack Potter Jr., who is the chairman of the Reading Rancheria. But let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'll just hear dying bed, hear everybody worrying about masks to keep people from dying. How many of these deaths are normal flu that people are having and car accidents that people that have been are heard reporting those as deaths from the virus, too.
So, I've heard things. They had that one where the motorcycle guy was killed in a motorcycle accident in Florida, and they counted it as a COVID death. And then they had to go back and change that because they said, well, he had COVID. Yeah, but he got killed in a motorcycle accident.
But is that happening? That's not happening just one spot. It's happening the whole time.
I'm sure it is.
That people are because of the money they get from the government for reporting COVID deaths.
I think we're going. I don't know if there will be an investigation of this, but there should be about everything that's happened. What are the effects of this? I go along with the fact that you physically distance yourself. You physically distance yourself. You wash your hands and everything just like you would. And that's going to help. But when it's been a year, now.
Right.
This is the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and we can't figure this out in a year. That we're still running.
They have left them. The Fauci and his germ shut down the world, actually.
Well, the world pretty much shut itself down. But you're right. Fauci, whose directions.
Virus shutting down the world.
Yeah. Okay, Jim. Thanks a lot.
What's really scary is that how much people are geared up and education to just follow the leader and, just like the Pied Piper following there and all the rats run off to the ocean drown. So that's what we need to do.
Yeah, people have to think for themselves.
Yeah, correct.
We all agree on that. Okay, Jim, thanks a lot. We're here with Jack Potter Jr., who is the chairman of the Redding Rancheria. And you all have gone through the – you all did the vaccinations.
That is correct. And, you know, there's probably some people out there wondering, you know, how – like myself, I'm only 49, how I received the vaccine and stuff. Well, a lot of Native Americans, they're always leery of things. And so as a leader of my tribe and, you know, I have a following of people – I thought I should step out there, get it done, to show them that there's nothing to fear. I experienced no pain, no side effects or anything. I actually received my second dose. But with the Native American clinics, California has 37 of them. And for the whole state of California, for Native American usage, we received 5,000 doses.
And how many Native Americans, approximately?
In California, we have the largest population. There's probably over a million in California, all California tribes, and then other tribal people that were relocated here and stuff. So for California to receive 5,000 doses, we were like, that is the shortfall, you know, to be split up amongst 37 health clinics. Mm-hmm. And so I know Redding Rancheria, our first shipment, we received 400 doses.
Okay.
We've got those all out. And
now, you start with the elders
yes,
in your tribe.
Yes, we started with the elders in the tribe and are working our way down. And now we're on a regular schedule to receive them. So I think first shots will be going out on Tuesdays. Second shots will be going out on Thursday. We received the doses on Monday and Wednesday. And so Glenn Hayward and his team, they were able to look at the numbers and see how many we have gotten out. And now they have opened it up to everyone that is 18 years and older starting this week. So if you are a Native American or a part of the Native American household and you are using Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, call and make your appointment. Like I said, there's two options. They both start with V. You could get the virus or the vaccine.
Is this for also employees?
Employees also.
The employees of Redding Rancheria, whether you're Native American or not.
Correct.
Okay. So you're taking care of that whole family.
Yep, we're taking care of all of them.
What are we going to see different when this place opens up? Everybody's been shut down. You see people changing things and all that. I'm sure that you all don't let the grass grow underneath your feet.
No, we're doing a few new things. Next week at the membership meeting, we're having a launch of name suggestions. We're going to be changing up elements. We're renaming it, relaunching it. And I'm anxious to see where that's going to go. And hopefully soon we'll be opening the spa and everything so Linda and her girls could come and hang out mm-hmm. and have a good time.
Yes. We just did. I enjoy it very much. You have a great spa, the only steam room in what?
I just noticed that your microphone's working
yeah,
again.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. Got it.
Did it just go off?
Yep.
All right. Let's go back to this one. Jack, are you watching us? This is like a dance. Anyway.
That one's been rewired
twice. So anyway,
twice.
Yeah. And okay. We and just enjoy. Well, first of all, we love supporting you guys.
Thank you.
And you have supported us. So that's how it works.
Yes, that's how the community, that's how the yeah. world works. We are all neighbors. We should help one another. If you see your neighbor struggling, send them over a dish of food or something. And that's, you know, with this pandemic, with the COVID, that's really made us as Native Americans really relook at our values because we've always said, you know, our houses are open. You know, if you're hungry, come eat. And through this past year, I know in my individual household, I thought, oh, my God, I've got to establish boundaries, you know. And our house is still open and stuff, but now it's not coming in the house. You know, we have a side gate. People could come. We fixed up the lawn, you know, made a nice area out there. And, you know,
so people can come outside. And,
yeah,
and
come
you
know, out
so
and socialize.
There.
And
yeah.
We'll feed them and stuff still and, you know.
That's interesting because if you've always had an open house concept.
Yeah.
You still want to help people,
yeah.
But now you got to figure out how to do it, and that's the thing. You know, so many people, you know, started, you know, they're putting outside dining and all that. Yet, when you get when it's raining or it's snowing or it's 115 degrees out there.
Yes.
You know, it's just, it's difficult to keep doing things like
it
that.
It is.
Yeah. Anyway, we're here with Jack Prater, Jr. We're talking about, we've talked about how the Rancheria has vaccinated their the tribal members that wanted it and the elders, and now they're opening up to others. I just found out that there's over a million Native Americans in California, largest population.
Yeah.
And yet there's only 5,000 doses of the vaccine in. We have a graph here that shows there's only four states in the union that have vaccinated 10% or more. Four states, West Virginia and Arkansas are two of those. Everybody else is under 10%, some of them down to 5%.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. John started his company in 10 years ago, gosh, about the same time we did, a little bit behind us. And he has been bringing the finest in firearms and gun care as any shop that you're going to find. It's locally owned, locally run. They can meet or beat the prices of the big box stores over at Bastiani Arms. They have classes for concealed carry. They have all the accessories. Like everybody else, they too are going through this ammo craziness and gun craziness, but they get regular shipments in. So give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Benning, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back. 8:45 in the morning, 44 degrees out there.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
North State Now with a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alby from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
That's right, positive energy. So, political appointees, what else? What about health
healthcare
concerns?
Yeah.
Health concerns, because my daughter, you know, has worked on the Navajo reservation, and she says that's why they've gotten hit with COVID so badly. They don't have anything like you all have. Yeah. So that's why I was wondering, things that cut across the whole line.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
I don't hear any music.
Oh, because I faded it out after you started talking.
Oh, I was talking to Jack.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just saying, hey, welcome back. Did you hear me say welcome back to Free Fire Radio?
No, I mean, but I did give you a warning that we were coming back.
I know, but, you know, hey, we're just chit-chatting in here. Hey, welcome back here to Free Fire Radio. In the studio is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Carl in the bot. It is 45 degrees. It's clear. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to go up in the 60s today. Our guest is Jack Potter, Jr., who is the chairman of Redding Rancheria. And we've talked about vaccinations in the Rancheria. We've talked about the number of things that they, you know, the Rancheria provides or puts on, you know, for helping businesses around here and all that, and how all that was put on hold last year or this whole year. And we started to talk about there's going to be a Congress. You could almost call it a Congress of all the Native American tribes.
Yeah, it's the National Congress of American Indians. And so next week we'll be going on a virtual Zoom. Pretty much 12 hours a day, and it's usually held in person 3 times a year. And
we talked about this a little bit, but are there issues? You know, everybody's got their own issues.
Yes.
Of course. I mean, Navajo nations have gotten hammered over the coal industry, you know, when they stopped using. Mm-hmm. They shut down, you know, it cost them like $17 million when they shut down the coal plants there. Everybody has their own problems. What is the problems, though, or what are the concerns that cut across all nations?
Healthcare, because Native Americans, you know, have inadequate healthcare. The federal government, you know, is supposed to provide healthcare to Native Americans, and so there's always shortfalls within the healthcare system, and so that's where, you know, at this area, in these meetings, that's where when we're in D.C., the IHS, Indian Health Service representatives will come out. Congress people will come out. This is where, at those meetings, the Native American population is able to get at congressional representatives, senators, congressmen, mm-hmm. congresswomen. There's been a few times in the past, not during the Trump era, but the presidents have come to these meetings. And so I know Biden, he made a promise that he's going to bring back the White House Tribal Nations Summit, something that President Obama done. And as the chairman, I've attended 6 of those under the Obama administration where the president was there listening to the Native American concerns. And
Trump did away with that?
Yeah, he said he was going to do it, and he never. Never.
That's too bad, because that to me seems like, that seems to me would be a good thing. You know, heavy hitters come in there and talk to the president and say, this is what's going on here.
Yeah, and all of the cabinet would be there, you know, the parks and all the different things. And so the Native Americans were able to address their concerns because, you know, California is unique. But some of the tribes, like you were talking of the Navajo Nation, my grandfather's Navajo, and I remember when he was alive living back there, staying back there, and having to go 70 miles one way just to get water to bring back to where we lived.
There is still.
And they still don't have water.
They still have to drive down. And during COVID, the governor of New Mexico locked off the roads coming into Gallup. And when that happened, they then, because people were coming down to Gallup to get water, they had to go find another place to fill up their water tank to take it back to their home sites.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you can't spend some of the money that we spend crazily, $10 million to gender studies over in Pakistan, that you couldn't take $10 million and put a pipe of water, fresh water,
correct,
into the middle of the reservation and people could get to.
That's what I'm always wondering, like, you know, I think back to DAPL, you know, the Standing Rock Sioux, when they were fighting that pipeline of oil.
Yeah.
You could put an oil pipeline throughout the United States coming from Canada all the way down. And
Keystone.
How come
yeah.
you cannot, you know, find a water source and pipe it to these tribal people, you know, and if you could do it for oil, you should be able to.
Yeah, well, you could. But see, the difference is, in my opinion, Jack,
they're not making money off of it.
Well, it's what it is that's a capitalist thing. You have private mm-hmm. companies doing that.
Yeah.
For the reservations, it's the government.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the difference. There's no sense of urgency. It doesn't touch them except once every 4 years when you have to vote for somebody.
Yeah.
And there's no sense of urgency to get that done because guess what? They turn on their faucets. They have water.
Mm-hmm.
They get paid every 2 weeks. They can go see a doctor when they want to, and they have no concept of what it's like out on not just the Navajo Reservation, but when you get up into the Cheyenne and the Sioux up in North and South Dakota.
Yeah.
How bad it is up there.
Well, and even here locally, you know, a lot of people may not know that's why Redding Rancheria was restored to federal status, because in 1959. The federal government signed off the agreement and said all those on the rancheria agreed to termination, and what the United States government said they would do is provide adequate water source to each residence. At that time in 1959, people had indoor plumbing, running water, and everything. What the federal government did was poured these 3x3 sumps, little tanks, put it in everyone's yard and had a siphon hose going from Clear Creek or from the canal. And so
that was
that was adequate water source. And so that's why in 1983, under the Tilley Hardwick decision, we were reinstated, because we proved that the federal government never upheld their end of the bargain by providing adequate water source. And so that's when we became a federally recognized tribe again with all our sovereign status and everything.
You know, it's an amazing history Redding Rancheria has had. Oh, last thing is they're going to name two parks. Henderson Open Space is being named, for the winter.
Yeah. So myself and my cousin Colleen Sisk were talking back and forth, and when Kim Niemer approached me about the naming of that, and it's something great to have naming recognition. You know, those areas, to have their names again, you know. Because I've always said, like, you know, when you go to Hawaii, the beaches have their name, the mountains have their name, the valleys have their name, and the Hawaiian people, you know, feel like they're still there in existence and everything. Mm-hmm. But us as Wintu people, our areas no longer have their names. And so to see that restored, you know, is a good day.
I think it's pretty cool. There's no harm, and there's no harm to it, and there's a lot of good comes from it.
Yeah.
So, Jack Potter Jr. has been our guest, and we're always glad to have the chairman of Redding Rancheria.
Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome, and thank you, and have a good day.
Well,
stay safe.
Well, we're gonna try. And tomorrow, Congressman Lamont.
Friday.
Yeah, Congressman Lamont is going to join us
at
8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to talk. One of the things I'd like to talk to him about is this congresswoman out of Georgia that everybody's trying to make the face of the Republican Party. And it seems like she's a little strange. And from things I've read, rays coming down from outer space and those kind of things. But we also want to talk about the impact of all these executive orders on, and what's that do to the in the House of Representatives when you're trying to figure out which way to go, but Mr. Biden signing executive order after executive order after executive order. And, I mean, really, how powerful are the executive orders? It's not a law.
Yeah.
And it can be changed. And it's like joining Paris Peace Accords. We're not signatories to that because it takes 2/3 of Congress to sign a treaty, yet we're somehow in it, and just like Trump took us out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't run a business like this, Jack.
No, it's awkward and strange. There should be some type of continuity from one administration to the next. And
you would think so. Anyway, thanks so much for being with us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow morning. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.